This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It is a big weekend for movies. You may have just heard that Deadpool piece, and don't forget Zoolander 2 is coming out. Now, when it comes to going to the movies, here is a mind-bending thought. What if movie tickets were cheaper for bad movies and cost more for the hits, the way seats on popular flights get more expensive? We sent Marketplace's Adrian Hill in search of an answer.
Annabelle, where are you?
I'm here watching Pride and Prejudice and Zombies and talking on my phone, which would be completely obnoxious, but there are only like four people here and none of them can hear me.
Annabelle?
I paid $14 for my ticket. And as you heard, I basically had the entire theater to myself. So why not try to fill those empty seats by making them cheaper? Jack Oberleitner is a cinema consultant. He says variable ticket pricing is a whole lot trickier than it seems.
As far as being able to just drop prices on a turkey, the film companies pretty much control that.
There are contracts between theaters and studios for every movie.
And in that contract, the terms, whether it's 50, 60, 70, 80% of the revenue that goes to the film company is dictated, and also the admission prices.
Setting ticket prices based on demand also gets sticky because so many theaters are multiplexes. Say Pride and Prejudice and Zombies costs $7, and Oscar contender Spotlight costs $14.
Unless there's somebody at the door watching, I can sneak into Spotlight like this.
Ricard Gill from Johns Hopkins Carey Business School points to another problem. If Pride and Prejudice and Zombies were discounted, it'd be sending a signal about its quality.
It would actually mean that nobody goes to see your movie.
Better, he says, to get full price from people like me, who like zombies with their romance.
If you have a movie that is a stinker, that movie is not a stinker. It's a unique movie.
Unique or not, the movie industry wants to sell more tickets. A few of the big studios have even invested millions in an app to help make that happen. The app will reportedly test ticket discounts. But taking that beyond a test could be a mighty tricky feat. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.